how many people do you want to talk about with every racist interactions you have?
Yeah.
How many of it do you want to talk about?
And I find it never ends. I mean, there should be new rules, which until now it's not existed, to really be strict somehow with the people who does that.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's growing with the children and yeah. with the families, and it, I don't know.
Mm.
It's dangerous.
It is.
It
so
is.
Let me ask you this. So since last year with the Black Lives Matter, there were a lot of conversation. People were releasing reports. People were talking about mm-hmm. now we're going to be more diverse. Now we're yeah. going to be more inclusive
yeah.
and all of that. All of this conversation was happening. It's like, great.
So
nice. Posting black squares. You know, it's good. And all of this conversation is happening. But the question is, some people will still say they do not have racist views or thoughts. So what do you say to that? What is your perspective on that?
Some people will say?
Will still say, you know, I'm not racist. I don't yeah. have racist views. I don't have racist thoughts.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
In Barcelona, where I come from, there was a time a friend of mine was in a Facebook group. It's awful. Mm. But I'm not racist. I am, I cannot find the word, the translation, like organized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what's that?
Like... You know, I'm not racist. Just people should stay where they belong.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, that was... And that was like... And this person... I just think people just... He really believed he wasn't racist.
Mm.
But he was in that Facebook group, you know? And you're like... And that's obviously, well, in my opinion, a little bit extreme. But it's like, what? And maybe that's extreme, but... I think this happens a lot. Mm. And we were discussing last time about jokes, right? And, and I think jokes is often the best way of seeing kind of what is really underlying. Because people like yeah. use humor. And I mean, I love making fun. I love laughing. But I've also learned to try, and I sometimes fail, but to do it with respect.
Mm.
And yeah, and kind of back to your question, I do think... Or at least something that I have realized is that you can just not assume that you are not racist.
Mm.
You need, and you cannot just assume that you're not sexist or xenophobic or whatever. Because as you said, we are in this society that structurally is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, in my opinion, taking this active reflection stand of questioning yourself on a constant basis.
Mm.
Did I pass a line that maybe may have affected someone? I didn't mean it, but it doesn't matter what you mean or not. As you said, it is how other people may have perceived it.
Yeah.
It is about learning. It is about studying. And it's not a journey that you're like, okay.
One decision and over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I know everything. Now I'm fine.
No.
No.
I'm anti-racist now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I have the black dot on my Facebook profile.
Yeah.
Now I'm anti-racist. No. We're probably never going to be good enough because the world isn't good enough.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know, Lujane, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm while you're talking, I was just remembering something I noticed about myself that I have big eyes, so I like to stare at people. I enjoy staring at people. I love watching human beings moving in general.
People watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I tried lately to make my staring a little bit more polite, especially with the people who's a little bit like so different. I mean, sometimes it's different, so beautiful. I can't have enough from looking at that hair and that color. But I just be on your way, please. Don't look much because someone might hurt you also with his eyes. And that happened to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just like losing my hair and putting a lot of makeup, which is like a lot of, it's too Middle East thing. So like the stares like annoys me a little bit. And then, okay, I want to go back home. I don't want to be out anymore.
Mm.
So that's why when I see like a beautiful Chinese baby or... like beautiful African girls, I don't stare that much. I just like say, oh my God, she's so lucky. She's beautiful. And that's it. So, Yeah, this is something I'm working on myself. So you, I'm totally with you. Like one has to criticize himself and work on himself continuously. It's a journey that never ends.
Mm. I think, how do you know that you don't have racist views or thoughts? Is ask yourself the question multiple times and keep mm-hmm. asking why. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, if you thought, let me see, for example, I don't like black people, you know, ask yourself why. Oh, it's because, you know, they look like this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's because they do this. Why? Oh, it's because they do that. Eventually you'll find out, oh, snap, yikes, I might be racist. You know, it's really ask yourself where the thoughts come from. Yep. What feeds it?
Mm-hmm.
What inspired it? What media did you consume to have mm-hmm. this opinion? You know, and test it on yourself. If someone said that to me, would I be okay with yeah. it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like the fact that sometimes you need to flip things around for people to get the point.
Yeah.
But it looks like mm-hmm. it's the necessary thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Flip it around and ask yourself, if someone said to me they don't like white people, would I be okay with that? No, you probably won't.
You mean
be.
like in the sense of I'm not attracted to?
No, not necessarily attracted to, like, I just don't like them. I don't want them around me.
Oh, okay, but that's like very obviously.
But some people think, oh, I'm free to choose who I want around me.
Oh my God, okay, but that to me is already like quite explicit.
It doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, dating and being in a
because I think on
someone.
Dating, for example, is a good example of where you have those unconscious biases that you're yeah. not. And I've heard that several times.
I saw somewhere in a survey, people actually said they wouldn't want to work with certain people from a certain nationality.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Okay. And
I've had that at the university, by the way.
Yeah, so it is
at
possible.
At the university.
So you see a workplace now.
At the workplace where we were, well, I wasn't screening myself. Mm-hmm. A colleague was screening CVs. And she was told by the supervisor, people from these countries. So she was kind of shortlisting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make the cut.
Oh.
Because whatever. I don't remember how that person argued it, but it was like a very official, I don't know if official, but it was said to that person screening CVs, this country in this country?
No.
No. Mm. I really thought I was in the wrong movie. But this was 2 years ago.
Mm.
So it's not like...
I mean, it's bringing to my mind right now, if someone witnesses such a situation, what's Correct. The right thing to do?